Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
What is the most abundant mammal in North America? I saw that question used in trivia recently. The answer was deer mouse. I'm not so sure about that, in part because deer mouse is used to refer to a genus of mice as well as one of the species of the genus. Either way, deer mice are certainly one of the contenders. There are over a dozen species of small mammals that the casual observer may refer to as mice in North Dakota. That would include the house mouse, deer mice, voles, pocket mice, jumping mice, and shrews. The term deer mouse is used to refer to mice in the genus Paramiscus. Most are gray or reddish-brown with a white underbelly, white feet, and comparatively large ears. And they're often characterized as having large, bulging eyes. Robert Seabloom, in his Mammals of North Dakota, lists two species of Paramiscus in North Dakota. What is commonly known as a deer mouse, Paramiscus maniculatus, a species of the grasslands, is common and abundant throughout the state. They're around 6 inches long, including a tail about 2.5 inches long. Although juveniles may be gray, adults are usually a brown to grayish brown. Seabloom also notes that they have distinctively bicolored tails, which helps in identification. The deer mouse feeds largely on seeds and insects. Home range for these mice is around 2 to 3 acres. They're prey to several animals, including snakes, hawks, owls, and fox. They're also a major carrier of a hantavirus. The white-footed deer mouse, Paramiscus leucopus, is a species of woodland areas, and as such is less common. It's similar in appearance to the deer mouse, but is perhaps a bit larger. Seabloom also notes that their indistinctly bicolored tail is a key characteristic in identification. Like the deer mouse, the white-footed deer mouse feeds largely on seeds and insects. Acorns can also be an important food item. Their home range is a little less than that of the deer mouse, averaging around 1 acre. If you're interested in more information on the biology, ecology, and identification of these and other North Dakota mammals, I suggest you check out Mammals of North Dakota by UND Professor Emeritus Robert Seabloom. First published in 2011, it's now in its second edition. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.